This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, Happy New Year, and welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. This is our brand new show happening every weekday at 2 p.m. where we examine local and international news through the bigger picture lens. So that means you can expect anything from the arts and culture to science, health and the environment to give you something to think about as you get through the afternoon. I'm Tina Camellia alongside Tisha Week and Sharmila Ganesan, and here's what we have lined up for the hour. It's back to school season. Education Director General Dr. Amin Senin said continuous assessment will take the place of mid-year and final exams for standards 1 to 3. We find out what that means.
And the smoking ban in food premises was enforced yesterday on the 1st of January, but are people following the law?
And finally, Netflix has taken down an episode of its comedy show Patriot Act with Hasan Minhaj in Saudi Arabia after officials from the kingdom complained. The move has sparked criticism and leads to questions about how streaming platforms will handle censorship.
We have a poll going on Twitter now. How well has the smoking ban worked out so far? And what would you change about it, if at all? So your options are, is it a good job, well done? Is it too early to say? Or is it ineffective? So to join the conversation today, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp any other thoughts on these topics to 018-789-8899.
Meanwhile, here's Welcome to the Working Week by Elvis Costello. That was Welcome to the Working Week by Elvis Costello, because it is the start of the week for me, at least.
for many too. People, yeah.
So thanks for sticking around. Let's get straight to our first story. Starting today, primary school pupils from standards 1 to 3 will not be sitting for mid-year and final exams.
I'm pretty sure some of you are on the way back from picking up your kids from their first day at school. So if you'd like to weigh in, you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio.
So Education Director General Dr. Amin Senin said continuous assessment will instead be taking place as part of teaching and learning through classroom-based assessment.
Pentaksiran peperiksaan tahun 1, tahun 2, tahun 3 itu tidak perlu diadakan sebab kita ingin mengembalikan pentaksiran yang berbentuk perkembangan, formatif ataupun anak-anak kita dengan menggunakan mekanisme pentaksiran bilik tajah yang telah ada di sekolah kita yang insyaAllah kita akan perkukuhkan. Dan yang ini sebenarnya kita hanya memberikan pengukuhan kepada guru-guru kita. Mereka telah faham pentaksiran bilik tajah ini. Cuma diberikan pengukuhan.
So, what exactly is classroom-based assessment though?
Pentaksiran bilik tajah ini, dia pelbagai kaedah. Sebab ada pelajar tak boleh dinilai hanya satu cara saja. Sebab peperiksaan akhir tahun ini, dia hanya ada satu cara saja. Sedangkan banyak lagi cara lain untuk kita menilai pelajar kita. Sama ada assessment yang berbentuk observation, pemerhatian, yang tiap-tiap hari boleh dilakukan. Yang kedua, hasil kerja murid. Hasil kerja murid ini pelbagai. Kadang-kadang kita bagi dia dalam bentuk lukisan, kan? Dalam bentuk kerja, kan? Kadang-kadang dalam bentuk projek. Kadang-kadang dalam bentuk kerja rumah. Dan ada sebahagian berbentuk kuis. Ada juga yang berbentuk ujian. Ujian yang kertas yang kita bertulis tu masih boleh guna. Tak ada masalah. Kita tak menghalang. Walaupun dia menggunakan pelbagai kaedah, kita ada bentuk pelaporan yang asas tu ada. Yang very minimum bentuk pelaporan yang standard tu ada. Bukan maknanya dia asas tu tidak ada pelaporan, tidak ada basic format untuk melaporkan tu. Kita ada. Memang itu pun kita telah buat sejak 2011. Kita dah ada dari basic pelaporan tu. Cuma sekarang ni kita ingin memastikan bagaimana dengan kaedah yang pelbagai ini kita boleh manfaatkan dari basic.
And why is this approach better than an exam-based assessment?
Apa yang kita buat ini synchronize untuk memastikan anak kita di tahun 1, tahun 2 pada maksa yang subur ini dinilai perkembangan mereka accordingly, individually, bukan secara perbandingan. Sebab kelebihan pentaksiran yang berbentuk formatif ataupun bentuk pentaksiran bilik tajah ini, dia address individual student, bukan secara perbandingan. Maknanya dia address di mana yang perlu student ini perlu dikembangkan, dan mana yang perlu yang cepat dicepatkan, yang agak lambat. Maknanya kita gunakan istilah yang dipanggil differentiated intervention. Differentiated maknanya setiap pelajar itu dinilai.
That was Education Director General Datuk Dr. Amin Senin explaining why continuous assessment is better than mid-year and final exams for students in Standards 1 to 3.
Let's turn now to how parents might feel about the change in policy. Lalita Balakrishnan has an interesting take. Her daughter enters Standard 2 today, so she had actually to sit for those exams last year in Standard 1. However, this year she will be assessed very differently. So what does Lalita think of this switch?
I come from a background where it was exam-based education, and we were exposed to exams at a very young age from Standard 1. At that time, we understood why, and we did not question so much. Now, with the current generation, personally experiencing this with my own child, they question so much. And reasoning out has become a norm. And when all of these were put together in an exam format, I honestly don't see the effectiveness engaging the children's or the child's capacity in their performance, overall performance, when it comes to their studies or education. So when it comes to my daughter, I'm actually looking forward for this change, because I would honestly think that this switch not only will ease my pressure, but it'll also ease the pressure I put upon my daughter. I have never done this in Senate 1, and I realized that we all started working much harder towards exam. Now, when there is no exam, my child will know that this is not learning or going through this process because of an exam. This is an ongoing process. Every day is a learning process. Every day you learn something new. And what happens is, I'm looking forward to make this habit on a daily basis, not just an exam season.
Yeah, so I mean, that's a good take, but our education policy seems to keep changing. I don't know whether that is a good thing or not.
I mean, if it's changing for the better, I definitely think it would be. But there needs to be consistency. There needs to be a clear roadmap. And sort of, you need to put sort of milestones in place so teachers can get up to speed with the new format as well. And then parents know how much time. There's a sort of transition period as well. I remember when the PT3, or what used to be PMR, formerly SRP, so I'm revealing my age here. you know, they changed that very recently, very abruptly, and a lot of parents were taken, you know, caught off guard. And so the ministry needs to learn their lessons from those kinds of experiences and make sure that this is implemented sort of in a more measured manner.
I think that's the problem when something like education is politicized to the extent that every minister wants to leave his own mark on on the education policies, rather than look at something as a comprehensive, you know, sort of a 20-year plan or a 30-year plan, and put something in place that's going to last, rather than something that's changed every few years.
Yeah, I mean, many of these policies, or some of these policies, are in fact really good policies. Like, I mean, for this kind of individualized approach, rather than, you know, comparing one student to another, that is actually a pretty it's a good idea.
Definitely, yeah. Right? There's a long-term goal that you can see that it's definitely going to help children and young people to develop problem-solving skills, thinking skills, something that our young people, especially graduates today, are really lacking in. Yeah. And that's why so many of them are unemployable, because they may have a top academic result, but they cannot even, language proficiency is a problem. They don't know how to solve problems. They can't think on their feet. They're not street smart. So hopefully we're looking at a new direction where right from the very young formative age, kids are sort of being nurtured to think for themselves, to learn for the sake of learning, as Lalita said.
Indeed.
And not only memorize facts to pass an exam.
Yeah, well, that's how we pass, at least, but now it's not going to work for you guys.
I mean, I have been very worried for a while now. My son is in preschool now, and I know time will fly by and I'm going to have to prepare him for primary school. And looking at my friends' experiences, a preschooler has to already know all the ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, even some basic sums, knowing how to read and all that before they enter Standard 1. That's crazy.
Yeah. And it's also actually quite unfair, because kids come from all sorts of backgrounds.
Absolutely.
And they come from, you know, KL is not the whole of Malaysia.
Yeah, exactly.
And to implement that kind of pressure on children who may not have had access to that kind of education is not fair.
And you see a huge disparity between the families that can afford to prepare their kids it to such an advanced stage and those who can't.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if you're a parent to a school-going child, let us know what you think. Is classroom-based assessment better than exams in evaluating students? WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back with more on the Daily Digest after Pink Floyd with another Brick in the Wall Part 2 on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.